You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Our Monday evenings are reserved for personal finance, where we try and unpack useful financial tips that you might find beneficial to your life in many ways that you might not have thought of. And this week we're looking at quite an interesting concept, the concept of antenuptial contracts, more commonly known as prenups. There's a lot of conversations around prenups. Oh, we don't need a prenup. We shouldn't have a prenup. It means you don't trust me if we've got one in place. But we're looking at it from a different perspective. Having a prenup in place could actually be a very, very strategic benefit for you and your loved ones, depending on what it is you use the prenup for. I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at Consult by Momentum, Jürgen Eckmann, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Good evening, Jürgen. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start at, I suppose, the very beginning. An antenuptial contract, what is it? Why is it important?
Jimmy, thanks for having me on your show, and good evening to your listeners as well. So when we're talking about a prenup or an antenuptial contract, they kind of are, or premarital contract, you know, we use the words interchangeably. So I might do so as we're speaking, but we're all referring to the same thing. And ultimately, what it is it's just basically a contract that you put into place before you are married. And what it does is it sets out your financial structure and basically consequences of anything happening, if that makes sense. So basically, it's also there for spouses to benefit from it. So to give them financial certainty, and I think that's what's important here is about that financial certainty that we're looking for.
Jürgen, when we look at these sorts of contracts, and we'll get into some of the stigmas around the contract in a bit, what does the South African law say about these contracts and how does it differ from kind of not having the contract? I understand that if you don't have a contract in place, then there is a default kind of contract that's put in place by the state in terms of South African law. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Jimmy. So if you look at it, there's basically a couple of ways that you can be married according to the law in South Africa. So the first is being married in community of property. And this then speaks back to what you were saying, is that if you married without a contractual agreement in place beforehand, so you immediately then are seen as married in community of property. And what that is basically the joining of your estate. You know, so before getting into that, you also need to understand it's not just about all your assets and debt that you may accumulate, if I can put it that way, going forward. It also looks backwards. You know, so if you have existing assets, you have existing debt, you're splitting that 50-50 with your partner. So it's very important to understand that. Another way that you can be married in South Africa, and this is then referring to having a contractual agreement in place, or the prenup or antenuptial, and there you can have two instances. So an antenuptial basically means that you are protecting your estate or your financial affairs. So when you go into a marriage, you're keeping your individual estates. So you're keeping your assets, you own them in your own personal capacity, and the same with your debt, and then your spouse would also. And there, then ultimately, it gives you the chance to be able to kind of build up an asset base together, but in separate estates so that they don't affect each other from a negative or positive aspect. And then the general rule of thumb in South Africa is to get married with what we call an antenuptial, but with the accrual system. So very similar to an antenuptial. It's just that leading up to the marriage, any assets or debt that you may have in your personal capacity, you can actually kind of, you know, put it down on paper so that you're keeping your end of the financial relationship, if I can put that, or you're keeping your assets and your debt. And then anything that you guys accrue together would then be split 50-50 from that date onwards. And then these antenuptials can also then, or these with the accrual antenuptials can also then, you know, have specific, you know, starting values. And if you already own a couple of properties or some cash or investments, then you can actually make sure that you're specifying those, and then obviously going forward, anything that you accrue together would be seen as a 50-50. And then ultimately, there's also within South African context, we have customary marriages, which then fall in the ambit of being married in community of property, because this, again, there wouldn't be an agreement in place generally when you're having a look at a customary marriage.
I was just about to bring those marriages up, because a lot of the marriages that do take place are indeed customary in nature, and therefore there aren't legal conversations involved and in how we navigate that in the absence of those legal conversations. Now, a lot of the conversations around these kinds of contracts, especially when we look at having them in place, is to say, in the event that you get divorced, this is what you don't want to happen, and this is what you don't want to happen. But it's not necessarily all negative. I mean, you can have a antenuptial contract in place to protect your assets. I think about business people, for example, entrepreneurs, for example. I, for one, have a couple of businesses registered, and for me, it makes sense to say I don't want business liabilities to spill over into my personal life because I didn't protect my estate. I didn't protect my family. Can we use an antenuptial contract for something like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. And it's so important, right, is that an antenuptial contract is there for obviously for just the normal person who's carrying on with their life. But then ultimately, it's also there to make sure that with an entrepreneur, with people that are entering into, or maybe even have family wealth. You know, you could have family wealth as well that you might be inheriting or receiving. And you want to make sure that you're safeguarding that. So I think what's so important is to have a discussion around your finances, you know, around marriage. And I think when people get married, I think when I think back when I got married, the last thing on your mind is that antenuptial. You know, it's always planning, and it's a perfect life, and it's so important. You know, just like you plan your finances, you know, sit down, what's going to my budget, what's going to my retirement plan, you're planning for the future. You know, whether we're not certain of what that future is going to look like, but we've got to plan for all eventualities, for the good and obviously for the bad. Because I think one point is that, and I think we chatted a little bit earlier before we went on air, is that with these anti-nups if a business with an entrepreneur, you know, doesn't actually make it and goes under or liquidates or goes insolvent, or the state goes insolvent, I mean, ultimately, if you don't have that marriage contract in place, you're going to bring your wife down or your spouse into that with you. And unfortunately, you guys will be jointly and severally liable for any debt that may be due.
Speaking of debts, Jürgen, it doesn't just relate to business debt. If you are married in community of property and something happens financially to one partner, because you're married in that structure of marriage, the other partner is liable for the debts of the partner. Is that something an antenuptial can put an end to as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, if you're getting married in community of property, it looks forward and it looks backwards. All assets and debt that you're going to accrue would be joint, so split 50-50. But any debt and assets that you have currently going into that marriage get split as well. So you immediately become responsible as a spouse if you married in community or property. And again, that antenuptial is just that contract to put in place to say, look, maybe you've made a couple of bad decisions. You've got some debt. You need to sort that out. You don't want to bring your spouse into that. You know, that antenup is going to be so valuable at that stage, just to kind of give you guys certainty. You know, it's also, I mean, we never know what happens in the future. You know, with a husband and wife, people, you know, often get retrenched, or you lose a job, you lose a business, some tough times out there. And you know, it's so important to know that you have at least your spouse. I mean, if the marriage is great and you might have some bad debt, might be difficult for you to, you know, let's say go and get a vehicle or get some form, you know, try and get some assets that would be on loan from the bank, you wouldn't be able to do that. And it would then really be helpful, I suppose, if you had at least one partner in the relationship that had a good credit record, if that makes sense.
Jürgen, how expensive are these contracts to set up and to put in place? Do I really need to go through the effort of paying a lawyer hundreds of thousands of rands? Is there an easy way to sort of get the basics down and reduce my costs?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what it's like. Whenever people hear that there's a legal agreement, immediately we think lawyers, and then we think, how much is this going to cost me? How much time is this going to take, right? Because it's something that you most probably never done before. So again, I think my advice would be, if you have got a big estate, you have got assets and liabilities, you should spend some time with a lawyer. It will cost you a couple of thousand rand, though. But the other alternatives would be to and I know this might sound weird, but maybe download a template from the internet, just to kind of also read what is in there. Does it make sense to you, you know, so that you also, you can find that. So if you've got a small estate and you're just a little bit worried, don't have money that you to go and see a lawyer about this, you can always actually go and do a little bit of research and potentially even get one off the internet. Your financial advisor would also be able to, I'm sure, assist you and have something put in place for you before you actually get married.
There you have it, folks. The ins and outs, do's and don'ts of antenuptial contracts. Don't look at it as a negative. Rather, look at it as a protection of assets for the good of the union. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Jürgen, for the time, for the insights. As always, Jürgen Ekman, who's wealth manager at Consult by Momentum, on the value of having an antenuptial marriage contract in place.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.